Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Steven?
Yes?
Hey, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Alright.
Good, man. I just wanted to follow up here, see if you had some time there to finally look over the information. I know you were a little busy the last few days, so I just wanted to circle back, see if you had any questions.
Didn't I send you all that stuff?
Not to my knowledge, no. I don't have anything here in my email. Did you already fill it all out and everything?
Yeah, a long time ago. Over a week ago, before.
Really? No, yeah. I never received anything from you. I just touched base with you here. I called, it looks like, on Monday. And I think you said you were going to be looking over the information. And then you said you might be able to get it. Might be able to get it over to me within the next few days.
Send me another email today, and then I'll send you tonight.
Yeah. I'll reshoot the email over to you. There must have just been a little server connection. We've actually been having a little bit of issues, but I'll... Yeah, it's worldbuildersinc@live.com, right?
worldbuildersinc@live.com, you're correct.
Okay, yeah, I'll reshoot that over to you, and then I'll maybe just try and touch base with you here either tomorrow, if I don't hear back from you, but this time it should work.
Now, you're the one that offered me, a 50,000 18-month payment or something like that?
We were looking about, let me see what we had here in the notes. You said you did about 500 to 600K. We're looking to double that this year. You were just looking for some working capital, right?
Or were you looking to? I don't know what you guys call it. I think that's the best option to call it. It's working capital, whatever way it goes. I mean, it's like, you know. I mean, it's a little bit of payroll, a little bit of material.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's working capital. I mean, I don't know what else you would call it. I mean, you're using it for business. It's not like going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm such a small business person that even if I went out of town for a day and a half, I start freaking out that I'm not bringing money in.
I would be that way too.
Every time I've ever gone anywhere, even like home for like Christmas or something, to my mom or something, I start looking at my bank account as it's dwindling on the way to her house, and I'm like, oh my God.
That's your baby. You gotta take care of it.
Yes, you know, in this business, unless you're totally set, you cannot become rich anymore. Even the big builders have downsized. All these big factories have laid off everybody, and they've gotten rid of all their big tools. I mean, everybody's going mid-size. The problem is the guys that are mid-size that are set, the guys that are in my position are starving. I mean, we get a lot of work, but there's not enough money in it.
And yeah.
The guys that are working out of their garage or out of their vehicle, they're making good money.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any overhead.
And I gotcha.
It's the overhead that's killer.
Yeah, that's the big difference there for sure.
The problem is we can't get the jobs done fast enough because, like say today, I was supposed to have a bunch of doors delivered. I don't have the money today to pay them the balance for the COD, so I can't have it delivered today. So that took me off until next Monday or when I get paid for my progress payment. That because they were supposed to pay me like 2 weeks ago. And now they're putting me off until, you know, unfortunately, they're putting me off until the first of the month, which I would rather have had the money this month.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, yeah, because it just makes me look worse, and that it caused me to basically do parts of different jobs but not get the one job done that's going to give me the next check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an ongoing battle.
And that's a lot to do with the industry, too. I mean, that's just, unfortunately, the way it is.
6 months ago, who decided that he just wasn't going to pay the balance whenever he was going to pay it whenever he wanted. And I basically came to terms with him, and he's like, well, you can leave my property. I said, leave your property. I said, I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to come in with a chainsaw, and I'm going to fucking cut everything out and throw it in your front light. I'm going to light it on fire, asshole. I said, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get me waiting for leaving your house. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You could hibernate in that home for 20 years, I'll be dead by then.
Hey, I was just reading my notes here real quick. I know you said you have a current working capital loan out with Pearl.
Yeah.
Okay. When I send out the email, I'll make sure to edit it to make sure it's got that point in it. But if you can send the current statement that you have on that, just like what the current balance, and I think you had said you had a daily payment of $272. Does that sound about right?
It's $272. It was $16,000 and some odd change for payback $23,000 and some odd change. It's supposed to be a four month plan, and I think it was done on August 19th, if I remember right.
Okay. Okay, so fairly recent. It's only about a month and a half old.
Yeah, but that's almost halfway through it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It is a four-month term. That is really short. So, yeah. When you send the paperwork over, just send me the current balance and statement on it, and then what we can do is look at both refi options and just secondary positions there for you, just so we can have as many options there for you.
Well, it might be better just to do the refi. I mean, to get it done, get it out.
Of course, yeah. Right. I mean, that's always the position I'll shoot for, just because it's going to benefit you in the long run.
And because, you know, I was looking at it, and so what, I'm still paying this other loan, and then I got yours going, and then I got two of them, and then it's more uncontrollable in the bank account, and then also, you know what, the I'm not really saving anything by keeping it, because I'm keeping $5,000 in my pocket temporarily, which really doesn't mean anything, because it's really not really $5,000, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just numbers on a piece of paper.
when you put it down to what it really is, that's definitely true.
Yeah, it's just a paper. It's not like I have that in my pocket, because that money's already in the spending zone. So it's not like, or it's been spent and it's been replenished by other jobs or you know, deposits or balances.
Yeah.
It's not like it really. You know, these loans are only happy for me for a few days after I get them, and then I'm like,
I get you. You know, yeah, especially with the refi, we'll get you a much better rate than if we were to take a secondary position. You know, the secondaries are usually a little bit...
What would be nice is to get this to where it's a revolving credit line, you know, and it's just, you know, in the future, to where it's just an ongoing revolving credit line, and I just keep on paying it back at a lower interest rate. That's what...
I mean, yeah, what we can look at actually is, you know, once you get your foot in the door and we kind of build this relationship here, you know, when we can look at refinancing options, you know, we can do lower terms, and just, you'll be able to get lower rates and more cash, and you can kind of, it's the same, basically the same setup there. We do it a little bit differently, but it's exactly kind of what you could utilize it for, especially with these projects coming up.
Yeah, I can control the damage, and then I don't allow anybody to damage me anymore.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's where I need to be, and that's the problem is I make good money, but you know what? I pay a lot of damage fees, so if I didn't have to pay all those, I'd probably have money in my bank account all the time.
I gotcha. That's where they're getting you?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot you another email here. That way you got it at the top of the list there. Hopefully you can get it to me by the end of tomorrow, and we can get you submitted. That way we can have some answers and start talking numbers here early next week.
All right.
All right, Stephen. Always good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Yep.